and Ms. Boss, David Sierra, says South Sudan's leaders have been slow in implementing the peace agreement, with some key activities stuck in neutral.
The cabinet is meeting irregularly, and people tell me that they would like to see the president and the vice presidents meeting more often and more closely together. The transitional National Legislative Assembly is yet to be reconstituted, so necessary new laws are not being passed and progress on the constitution has been delayed. Critically, there has been no movement on the area of security sector reform.
Shira, who recently returned to Juba from New York, where he briefed the UN Security Council on the situation in South Sudan, says forces that were supposed to be trained, unified, and deployed are losing hope. He says they are deserting training centers and going back to their villages due to a lack of basic necessities.
As a result of lack of food and of logistics and other things being supplied to these training centres, people are starting to leave and move back. This is worrying on a couple of levels. First of all, because people are being disillusioned with the fact that it hasn't continued on, and that's disillusionment is never a good thing. It leads to frustration and anger and possibly violence. And it also means that a number of people who were there with the promise of joining the armed forces are now going back to their villages, or perhaps en route to villages, and could cause further instability on the ground as well.
Shira says further delays in implementing the peace deal risk delaying elections beyond the timeline is stipulated in the peace deal, something he says will deny South Sudanese an opportunity to choose their leaders. He says urgent action is needed to move the peace process forward.
We really do need to urgently breathe new life into the peace process. The international community and regional partners play an important role, but the parties themselves must also step up their efforts to regain lost momentum.
While the peace process limps along, the UN chief says the country's military has changed its approach in dealing with UN peacekeepers, who, he says, were blocked from deploying in civilian areas that are under threat. Last month, the South Sudan government blocked UN peacekeepers from deploying 92 troops in Lobonok, approximately 120 kilometers southeast of Juba town, where violence has escalated after government forces clashed with National Salvation Front rebel forces loyal to Thomas Cirilo, according to Sierra.
For a number of years, we've had an agreement to notify the South Sudan authorities when our peacekeepers move around the countries. We do this because we have a respect for the sovereignty of South Sudan. However, there is no sign of similar respect from the SSPDF for our need to have freedom of movement to protect civilians and to build peace. As a result, we've had to report these persistent obstructions to regional and international players, including the Security Council and the African Union. It tarnishes the reputation of the SSPDF, and it will have knock-on effects into other areas of cooperation.
SSPDF spokesperson Lulrai Kwong strongly denied that charge, saying there was insufficient time given for communication regarding the movement of peacekeepers to Lobonok.
What had happened on that day, yes, they were given permission, but there was no sufficient time for our forces to be notified in advance. And as a result, when they were headed there, they were stopped. And as usual, they were asked about where they were going. And when they produced evidence showing that they were given permission, the only thing that was done at that particular checkpoint was them to stop for a minute so that the commanding officer could establish communication with the SSPDF general quarters. And it was at that point that they started reporting that they were being denied access to Lebanon.
Shira says the fact is South Sudan security reforms have not moved past the first stage, where forces are trained and graduate from training facilities. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.